Rav Zaitzvi left Smyrna and traveled to Egypt. And from Egypt he embarked upon a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. In 1663, Shabtai finally comes to Yerushalayim. And there he meets Nathan. Nathan is a resident of the city of Gaza, which had a small Jewish population, and he was then studying at a Kabbalistic yeshiva in Jerusalem. And Nathan was probably in his early 20s. Let me read to you the first of Nathan's messianic prophecies regarding Shabtai Tzvi. Quote, "I was undergoing a prolonged fast in the week before the Feast of Purim." So, at our time, right? 324 years ago. "Having locked myself in a separate room and remaining in holiness and purity and reciting the special penitential prayers of the morning service and weeping copiously, the Holy Spirit came over me. My hair stood on end, my knees shook, and I beheld the chariots of heaven. And I saw visions of God all day long and all that night. And I was given true prophecy like any other prophet, as the voice of God spoke to me and began with the words, 'Thus saith the Lord.' And with the utmost clarity, my heart perceived the prophecy towards whom it was directed, towards the master Shabtai Tzvi." Unquote. So again, here is either a lunatic, certified lunatic, or a charlatan. But he's the man who carried it off. You have to be very careful of anybody that has visions. Now, Nathan convinced Shabtai that Shabtai was the real Mashiach. Shabtai had, you know, he'd been shopping this for about 10 years and he wasn't going anywhere with it. So he apparently had his moments of doubt. He was not convinced that he was the Messiah. But Nathan is the one who came to him and told him this dream. And that in the dream, God says that Shabtai is the Messiah. And by the summer of 1665, Nathan proclaimed Shabtai as the Messiah in Jerusalem on the festival of Shavuos. And when Shabtai was called before the rabbis of Jerusalem to admit or deny his messianic authenticity, so first he modestly demurred, saying, you know, not really him, because the Messiah is supposed to be modest. But that when they pressed him to the wall, he said that his true nature is that he is the Messiah, and that he has come to redeem Israel and to rebuild the temple, and that he is the Messiah about whom all of the prophets in the Bible discuss. Now, Nathan was such a publicist. He wrote letters all over the Jewish world. He sent notices everywhere. He organized a team of missionaries, literally, that traveled throughout the Jewish world. And within a year, the belief in Shabtai Tzvi had spread throughout the Jewish world. He was also able to explain all of the inconsistencies in Shabtai Tzvi's behavior, all of his non-observances of Jewish law, and he said that all of these things were only a method by which God was testing the true believers. In other words, he invented what is one of the most irrefutable theories which exists, that God could not send a perfect Mashiach, because then it would not be a test of faith whether one believed or didn't believe.